D-Maze, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Adam Vingen and Derek Mason here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, first off, congratulations on your win this weekend, becoming bowl eligible for the first time since 2018. And after the win, Diego Pavia was interviewed on the field by SEC Network, and he told an interesting story about his first interaction with you. He said the first time he walked into your office, he looked you dead in the face and said, "I'm going to take you to a bowl game." And he said that you hesitated a little bit after you heard that and said, "If you take me to a bowl game, you can have anything you want." I want to hear about that conversation from your perspective.
Well, it was two competitive people and hungry people that were locked in a moment where, guarantees were being thrown out. And I was liking what I was hearing. But Diego's a special guy. He's everything he said to me, he's followed through on. You know, it's just incredible the level of consistency he's shown and the level of impact he's had on our program. And he'll continue to have. And I think there's both a feeling of, charging at this final stretch of the season and what comes after that we're going to try to make as good as we can possibly make it, but also a legacy that he leaves in just a short time where, he's kind of reset the expectations of that quarterback position and what it means to put the team on your back. I mean, it's been incredible to watch, but certainly I remember that moment and one of many that I've shared with them that are deeply meaningful for me.
A major part of your team's win on Saturday was special teams. We have been talking a lot about special teams around these parts as it relates to the Titans specifically, but your special teams has been clutch all season long. What's been the key for that unit to be as productive as it has been?
Well, we've strengthened in that area through our time here, and a lot of that has to do with just upgrading personnel as we've gone and recruited and retained the right guys, and we've gotten bigger, faster, stronger. And on special teams, when it comes to return units, covering the other team up in the blocks, or with respect to when we're covering punts or kicks, closing spaces and being physical, I mean, those are things that take the physical traits. That said too, we've had a system here that we've retained the entire time. Obviously, with Justin Lustig leaving and Jeff Lepak taking over, we kept the DNA the same. So there's a comfortability in the system, again, we've continued to upgrade personnel, and that's helped. And then you've got a couple of folks that are really, really standing out right now, just in terms of elevating the play on the field. And you look at Brock Taylor and what he's done. You look at Jesse Mirko and what he's done in our kicking game. And then, Martel Hyde as a returner certainly has made a great impression. And then Julian Ashby, our snapper, too. You can't talk about the kicks and the punts without acknowledging the fact that someone's got to deliver that ball on time and in location. And so all of that goes kind of together to make for a winning formula. And I think what we want is to go a little bit further. I mean, just to continue to generate explosive plays that help change the game. One of the key factors in this weekend's game will be field position. And obviously that goes through all three units, but special teams will play a huge role in making sure our offense has short fields and their offense plays on long fields. But for us to win right now, it's obviously an important part. It's foundational to our success, and so we put a lot of time and attention to that, and we're led by a great special teams coordinator, and our players have bought into it.
Yeah, you guys are doing a wonderful job in the special teams area. A lot of times, if you see a good special teams coach, typically the team is a good team as well, because a lot of those special teams guys are your second tier guys. They're not normally your starters, but they're the guys behind them. So when you can have a wonderful special teams like you guys have, that's a testament to the roster and to your team as a whole.
And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And we talk about that. I mean, if you look at, bowl eligible teams, if you look at championship teams, the correlation between special teams play and, elevating team performance, it's not subtle. I mean, it's dramatic. Mm-hmm. And so, there are teams that can, we have a study that goes back a ways and talks about NFL teams that have made it to the Super Bowl and, done some great things that were really underperforming in one of the three phases, but it wasn't special teams. If you can be a lead in that area, you have a direct impact, even when you're underperforming in offense or underperforming in defense. Those teams, give yourself a chance.
Now, Diego gets a lot of the shine on this offensive unit, and rightfully so. The kid is just he's just a dog out there. He's going to do it all, whatever it takes to win a football game. But you look at guys like Eli Storr, your tight end, who's leading the SEC in yardage, receiving yardage amongst tight ends. How special is this young man? Because a quarterback, two best friends to a quarterback is obviously the run game, but then most importantly, after that, a reliable tight end, a guy that, you could throw between the hashes, a guy that's going to make those tough and hard catches for you. And it seems like Eli has been that guy for Diego.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they have a really cool connection in general. I mean, Eli was a quarterback and competed against Diego at New Mexico State and, made the transition to tight end, but even a year ago was still in the quarterback room with meetings and that sort of thing. Obviously, in coming here, he came to play tight end, so now this is his first full season training as a tight end and in the tight end meeting room. And, man, has he made a difference for us. Such a reliable target, such an explosive playmaker. Obviously has a big catch and takes a huge hit at the end of the game to get us a 10-point lead. And that's been just part of the story of our season is his performance, and he's getting recognized now as a result, and he should. He's earned it, and I think we're just only scratching the surface of what he's capable of. And I think Eli will be a guy that has an opportunity to play a long time in the NFL. I mean, he's got a real skill set, but the coolest thing about him is he's an absolute ambassador for our program. He's a great human being, very deep faith and a spiritual leader within the team. This guy is just all class. And, I just like with Diego, I mean, I think, paths intersect for a reason. These guys, having the chance to come here and us having the chance to welcome them in has certainly made a deep impact on our success this season. But I think also has established and deepened the foundation here that will be a legacy, like I mentioned earlier, for future success too.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee joining us as he does every Tuesday at 1:30. Clark, again, congratulations on being bowl eligible. Good luck this weekend against South Carolina.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you guys.
Yep.
Our pleasure. Clark Lee joining us on the program. Vanderbilt, number 24 Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. hosts South Carolina this weekend at 3:15. One trade in the NFL during our conversation with Clark Lee. The Steelers, who have been busy today, are acquiring veteran pass rusher Preston Smith from the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
So the Steelers are acquiring Packers veteran pass rusher Preston Smith. They've already acquired Mike Williams from the Jets. The Steelers, another team in position that they did not expect to be in, perhaps, at the start of the season, are going for it as well. We will wrap up the show with our final thoughts as the NFL trade deadline nears. What do we expect the Titans to do? Derek and I will discuss that next. This is DVD 102.5, 106.3, The Game.